David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. This was published on the 16th of January 2015, and it's called Why Being Disagreeable Pays. A couple of days back, I was on the HMRC website about to make a start on my tax return. It doesn't need to be submitted until the 31st of January, but I thought it best to make a start this week, given the copious amounts of money that we're dealing with here. Well, I am a professional folk singer after all. A message popped up on the website telling me to read the following terms and conditions, which I'd have to agree to in order to proceed to the self-assessment section to allow me to pay my tax contribution. Well, you know me, I love a good T&C's blurb. And I thought it might be the inspiration for yet another blog post, making it two consecutive blog posts inspired by written contracts. Perhaps I was discovering my niche, writing side-splitting blog posts about written legal contracts. So I began to scan the paragraphs, keeping my ears peeled. I was using a screen reader, you see, in case there was anything of comic potential contained within. But then an even more compelling thought struck me. The HMRC website informed me that I should only proceed to the tax payment section if I agreed to the terms and conditions. If I don't agree, then I technically can't pay my tax. That's not my fault, it's just the way the system is. So, I had a cursory read through the paragraphs of text and found a couple of errant punctuation marks that rankled me and decided that that was grounds enough for disagreement. And so I closed my web browser and worried no more about it, safe in the knowledge that I, like Apple, like Google, like Starbucks, had managed to find a tax loophole. Although, unlike those major corporations, I'd done it without some highfalutin expensive accountant. I felt rather smug for the rest of the day. You're right, tax doesn't have to be taxing at all. In last week's blog post, I mentioned that we'd been nominated for Best Group of the Year in Songlines magazine. The Young'uns, that is. I mentioned that you can vote for us to win by going here. That's what it says in the text version, but just go to songlines.co.uk or find the written version of this blog and click the corresponding link and vote for us. Since then, we have won the Best Group of the Year in the Fattier Awards. So, technically, it's already been decided that we are the best group of 2014 by a team of professional music critics, so I don't really think that you're in any position to contradict this. So the best thing you can do is visit the Songlines website and cast your vote for the Young'uns. Back next week, will it be another blog post about written contracts? Probably not. Well, I do apologise to those people who requested it. There is no Isabel in the bath today. Oh, I know I've let you down, but we'll try and bring you that next time round. Or some other people asked me what these sounds were. This sound here. I don't know if you can hear this sound here. That is the sound of me reading the Braille. That's the sound of me reading the Braille there. I'm trying to do it quieter because I need to practice for when I'm reading the serialised version of the blog on BBC Radio 4, which of course will happen at some point in the future. So I need to practice reading a little bit quieter. So there you go, that's what that sound was for those people who were wondering. And we shall end with the sound of the Braille machine closing down. Thank you.